fiber? It's way over there.
Oh, well, there's just no, there's no med alert tonight. We had snow today, so they must have all flown away. The one in my room is on the other side of the room, so that's just the way it goes. So good morning. Good evening, website people out there. Today is November something, November 16th. And here we go. Odd one tonight. Peter, Massachusetts, 117, okay? What is 117? Oh, 17. Oh, good. The day. No, yeah, it's still 17th. I'm sorry, it's the 17th. This is Wednesday. Thank you, Peter. November 17th. Here we go. We got that. Get this up here. There we go. Okay, here we go. I think I said that 4 or 5, 6 times here. Tonight's question. We'll do another website family question. And this is basically because the question has... Well, he did have a question. I wonder what it... If I got to give you the official question. No, I can't do that. But he was asking about... I'm looking for the question over here, maybe. Nope, in Jesus' name. The phrase, in Jesus' name. Now, we talked about this. Wait, Blessing Ranch is there tonight? Wow. Marcia, did you get rid of the whole family? You're by yourself there now? How about that? Well, this one is not a practical thing, so nobody has to worry about getting our toes stepped on for anything they were doing or shouldn't be doing. This is just going to show how King James I am, I guess. And I don't even have this thing totally concluded. I'm just going to talk about it tonight, preach about it, and we'll come to the conclusion. I'm sure we're going to... In fact, I'm even going to give you the conclusion at the beginning. And then we're going to see if we can see this thing as we go through these verses. And I know that you can take any statement and you can make the King James Bible fit it. I'm aware of that. But the only way that you could do that would be to rightly divide, or wrongly divide, and pull something from somewhere else and make it fit here and make this one fit there and all this kind of jazz. So I don't plan on doing that. From a rightly divided standpoint, we're going to look at the phrase, in Jesus' name. Because you know that everybody has to say, in Jesus' name, at the end of their prayer. Or some people pray it at the beginning. Well, in his name, I ask, da-da-da-da. Or in his name at the end, or in the name of, or whatever. And I preached this way back in Tushy a number of years ago. Does that give us a special blessing when we say something like that? And I got to realize, you know, nowhere in that Bible, after a prayer of Paul's or anybody's, does anybody say, in his name, or in Jesus' name. There's no example of that anywhere. It's just, amen. Or does the Lutheran say, amen? I have to say that, but anyway. So, we tend again to find ourselves in this situation, and this is interesting to me because I get back to the subject here. I'm so King James Bible that I just am. That's just the way it is. And so we go back to the question: in His name, why do people say? Why do they say in Jesus' name at a prayer? Or when they're going to exorcise the devils, the demons out of somebody, they have to do it in his name. In his name, I command you. Why is it that when you get baptized, that there's a lot of pastors that say, if you didn't say it quite right, then the baptism wasn't right? Or did it not take? Is that what you mean? If you didn't say the right thing? Did you say in Jesus' name? Or did you say in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Did you say Holy Ghost? Or what did you say? And I told you all the baptisms I did back in South Dakota years ago with some kids, and I couldn't get the kid hardly out of the water, and I forgot everything I was going to say, just kind of mumbled it, blah, 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 in the newness of life. So if you want to see a farce of a baptism, that's what I did back there in Black Hawk, South Dakota years ago. So does it not work, you know, with God? I mean, why do we have to say anything that makes it work? I just had to look these things up, and these are some of the graces that people say. You know, you want to pray to God. Okay, you can pray, and yet people have you over and say, here's how we pray.
And then one family, these are all the things that I've done as a kid. We sang, "Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. Your mercies bless and grant that we may feast in paradise with thee." I don't want to feast in paradise. So there's already, we see the scriptural proverb. Then they sing, "Amen." That's what we used to sing at the dinner table. Here's another one. "Be present at our table, Lord. Be here and everywhere adored. Thy mercies bless and grant that we may strengthened for thy service be." Here's one. "Father, thank you for meat and bread. May all the world be clothed and fed." So they say these every time they eat. Then it's such a repetitious... I think Jesus talks about that. Don't you think about these vain and repetitious prayers? But apparently saying the same prayer over and over isn't vain and repetitious, I guess. Here's one. And you say this one to, "Are you sleeping, Brother John?" God our Father, once again, we bow our heads and thank you. Bow our heads and thank you. Amen. Amen. And I just look at these things, and I didn't even like them then when I was a kid. Here's probably my favorite one. Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God. that's a good prayer. And to the tune, "Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle, little star, thank you for the food we eat. Thank you for the world so sweet. Thank you for the birds that sing. Thank you, God, for everything." I know. Then here's one. If I can do this one. This is one I never had to participate in this one. And this one says, "We thank you for our food, Lord, and all the things you do, Lord. We thank you for our food, Lord, and all our family." Isn't that weird? This is how people pray. What's all that? So, apparently there's something to what we say that seems to people must affect God in his decisions in our life. Here's another one. "First the lips, then the tongue. Watch out, stomach, here it comes." There's probably my prayer for the day right there. So, this in Jesus' name thing. Let's look at Romans chapter 8, and let's find out if we're supposed to be saying in Jesus' name. Because if we're supposed to be saying, sing song prayers, yep. If we're supposed to be saying some stuff to make our prayers a little bit better, then I'm not doing too hot lately in the last bunch of years, because I'm not into that stuff. And it's, again, we're looking at profane and vain babblings. If it's either rightly divided, if it's not rightly divided, it's profane and vain, worthless, empty babblings. Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 27, "He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit," verse 27, "because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." That's the Holy Spirit. "The Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." Okay, so we know that takes place. And we go to Ephesians chapter 3. I hope you all got your Bibles out there, right? You're looking at these things instead of probably playing on your computer or vacuuming or doing dishes or something, you know. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, because you're going to want to find these verses for people sometime in your life. I guarantee it. It says here, verse 19, "And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church," da 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 da. So, God's going to watch over us, and he's going to do stuff that's beyond what we even ask or think. Okay, so what's the pressure on the ask thing? Well, Paul tells us to pray. It's just that simple, without ceasing. So we're not looking at these fancy-smancy prayers that you can buy in a prayer book or get them off the internet, put them with a couple popular TV programs, you know. He wants us to talk to him. Now, when you think about this, these people that do these automatic prayer thingies, the repetitious vain prayers, I wonder what they think when they ask, if you ever get a chance to pray, and you just start talking. Well, you know, "Lord, thank you," and we start thanking for the food, da-da-da-da. If we even do that. Who's to say that do you thank for every candy bar you eat? Do you thank him for the dinner that is horrible? And then we also have to remember that if you want to go to that verse where it talks about possibly saying grace, it's in Timothy's finest thing here. This is off the trail just a bit here. In Timothy, where it says here, that's 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving." Okay, so you're going to have a meal. Does that mean you can go outside and pick a dead skunk off the highway and pray over that skunk and eat it with thanksgiving? Every creature of God is good. It says here, verse 5, "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." And I've said this for years, that if anybody wants to be serious about the praying time for dinner time, you ought to be reading some Bible. It doesn't just say prayer, it says word of God. Okay, so you read your Bible, read a couple Bible verses, and pray. Would you dare eat poisoned meat? Well, think about it. Look at the poisons we're eating already in our foods. Thought you liked that, Grandma. And is it killing us? Yes, it is, matter of fact. Don't we pray for our foods? Yeah, yes, we do. Well, then why is that food killing us? What's going on here? Are we not getting that food cleansed? Do we not put in Jesus' name at the end? Oh, people always put Jesus' name at the end of that thing, so we're doing it in Jesus' name. That food must be sanctified and ready to eat. Eat away. So, just common sense. And knowing that in the Scripture, nowhere does it say to say in His name. Okay, so what we say has no effect on God's actions to us or for us. Would we not assume that? Sure. And even what we do, we learn now from rightly dividing, and the blessings that Paul talks about are spiritual blessings. And as far as this earthly physical stuff, we're reaping what we sowed. You know, somebody 10 years later is having a horrible marriage situation, and they wonder why God isn't there to solve their problem. When 10 years ago God told them, you know what, you ought not get married. Or whatever the situation is, it's something you're going to reap in 5 years or 10 years. And God isn't going to change that. Unless He wants to. I mean, that's totally, God can do anything He wants. He's God. But if we finally get serious about our prayers, we're reaping a marriage that shouldn't have existed 10 years ago. Then you get mad at God for stepping in and trying to fix the thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only thing we can do here is to look to the Scriptures and see what it talks about His name. So what do? You get into this fantastic little Bible program, which is as simple and plain as can be. You get out your Bible, you got a concordance that has every sentence and every word in that Bible, and you type in His name or in His name or Jesus' name, and you find all the verses that talk about that. Doesn't that make sense? That's why I get paid the big bucks to do this stuff. It's really hard. That's how hard it is. And then you look at Paul's books, and you want to find out what Paul tells us about in His name, what he says about that. And you look at the other books and you realize that, well, those verses aren't written to me. So if they do something in His name, or say something in His name, or even say in Jesus' name, and they do, by the way, then why shouldn't we? Well, because that wasn't written to us. And it won't do you any good to say that. Now, for example, I'll give you my conclusion. Now let's look at these verses here first. Part of the introduction. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. I mean, right here says what it says, you know. Acts 2, 38 says that Peter says this. And he says, "Now when they heard this, they were Then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Okay, now, does that mean you need to say, in the name of Jesus Christ? See? Just look at Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Look at Acts chapter 3, verse 6. Then Peter said, now he said this out loud, okay? "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Okay, and it worked. Okay, so now why shouldn't we do that? Why shouldn't we say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, give me a better job. In the name of Jesus Christ, get out of my way, policeman," or whatever you're dealing with. the people or whatever. Walk up to them and say, in Jesus' name, I command you to quit acting that way. Because if it worked, I'd be walking. Here we go. I get in trouble. If that thing worked, I would be walking in front of almost any lady in a restaurant. In Jesus' name, calm her down, Lord. In Jesus' name, white lady, you go home and be with your kids. Put that in Jesus' name, and you got all the power in the world to make things happen. But we've noticed that it doesn't work. What's wrong? Well, we know the answer. It's not written to us. It's not during our time. So that's too easy. Look at Acts 16. Oh, Acts 16, huh? Oh, there's always a little kink to throw into the system here. Acts chapter 16, verse 18. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said, with his mouth, said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Oh, now wouldn't that be a good one? Walk up to these ladies or these guys. I shouldn't be picking on ladies, although. Walk up to these people, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command thee, the demon in you, to come out of her. And all this kind of stuff. You know? And one of the things that, if we remember, chick comics that we all thought were so good for so many years, they were doing that all the time. Went to charismatic heroes in that chick comic stuff, okay? So why is it that we don't do that anymore? You think maybe that's why we're having such a hard time in our government? Is because nobody's saying in Jesus' name anymore? Maybe we're not praying. Maybe we're having the hard times we're having with our lives because we quit saying in Jesus' name, because I preached that about 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3 years ago. So maybe we need to go back and start speaking like that? No, come on. let's look at some other things here. Now, here's the conclusion. When they said, or they did, we're going to read these verses, when they did something or said something or whatever the situation was, in the name of Jesus or in Jesus' name or whatever, they were speaking with authority. That gave them the authority to say what they're going to say and to do what they're going to do. Now today, when Paul even says in Titus, you know, say that stuff with authority. In Titus chapter 2. What's our authority? Our authority, our final authority is the King James Bible. Right? Okay, so my conclusion I'm going to show you here tonight is when we read about in Jesus' name today, then we're speaking of the King James Bible. You want to speak with authority? You tell somebody, the scriptures say, and there's your scripture. And those are the very words of Jesus Christ according to Timothy. Now, if that doesn't make sense to you, I hope it will by the time we're done here. We don't have to say in Jesus' name. We have to be doing it according to the scriptures that are rightly divided to us, and then it's in Jesus' name, because he's the one that told us those things, and we're getting it from our Bible. Now, let's go back and look at some interesting comments here. Now, if you believe that, and you're okay with that, then I guess you can hang up and go take an hour off early or half hour off early and have a better evening. But let me show you some verses here that talk about this in Jesus' name stuff. Let's go to Acts chapter 8, verse 16. Here we go. Now, we're just going to look at in Jesus' name, just the general phrases of in Jesus' name. Acts 8, 16. There's one. Verse 15, I guess. Who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Parentheses, for as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, but they hadn't received the Holy Ghost yet. Oh, that's interesting. Then laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. See, that's different than today. Let's look at, we did Acts 2:38, and we did Acts 3:6. Let's go to Matthew. Mark 9:39. But Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. There's that in my name. It had to do with miracles. So if we want to do a miracle, let's say in his name. But that's not going to work. Let's go to Acts chapter 4. Those weren't written to us. That's gospel stuff. Acts chapter 4, verse 30. by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Then you got the boldness, all this kind of stuff that takes place there. So in his name is in the Bible throughout. It's there quite a bit, actually. Look at Acts 8:12. Oh, we did that one already, didn't we? No, we didn't. Acts 8:12. We did 8:16. Acts 8:12 says that when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. There's the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ. My point is this. I keep saying this thing. My point is this. You want to do something in the name of Christ, you do it according to the King James Bible, rightly divided. That's in the name of Christ today. Well, if that's true, then that's got huge ramifications, because then your baptism is a spiritual baptism. It's not a water baptism. So if we teach people about Christ and the resurrection and the spiritual circumcision and the baptism, that the one baptism that we have, then we're doing it through a King James Bible. We're doing it in his name. Look at Acts 9. Let's go to Acts chapter 9, verse 20. Got a bunch of verses here. Acts 9, 29. And he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay? How do we speak boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus? Very simple. We speak boldly in the name of the risen Jesus, the risen Savior, the risen Christ. We speak Paul's writings, King James Bible. And we're speaking boldly, and we're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We don't say, in the name of Jesus, Bible says you ladies aren't supposed to be working, blah, 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 blah. That doesn't work. That doesn't put any power on that thing. But if we show people the verses that talk about women working, how blasphemes the word of God, and how men, if we don't accept our bosses and our employers, then we're blaspheming the doctrine of God. If we show people those verses, we're speaking boldly in the name of Jesus. We're doing it for him. We're speaking his words. If a person wants to say, well, the scriptures say, Frank, if you want to know what this thing means, my answer is the scriptures say, da 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 da. Well, they didn't like that. Well, I know they didn't like that. Look at Acts 15:26. They don't like it today. They never liked it in those days. Acts 15:26. Men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. They hazarded their lives for that name. Okay? This Bible is his name. Let's see, Revelation chapter 19, isn't it, where it says that his name is the Word, the Word of God? Or, yeah, Revelation 19, 18 or something like that. Revelation 19:13. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. So if we're going to do something in the name of Jesus, in his name, we're going to do it with a rightly divided King James Bible. And we don't have to say in Jesus' name. There. All right, we got to keep going some more verses, though. Look at Acts 16, verse 18. Acts 16, 18. And this did she many days, but Paul bringing... Oh, I already did this one. Turn and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Okay? We want to take on the devil, we want to take on the world, we want to take on the evil spirit, da-da-da-da. What do we use? Scriptures. And we're doing it in the name of Christ. Making sense? Okay, let's look at some more here. Let's go back to John now, John chapter 10. Now, what is this going to do for anybody? Probably nothing. Anybody out there that hasn't heard this before doesn't want to hear it because they say in Jesus' name all the time, you're not going to change their mind. That doesn't matter. Remember, the increase is up to him, not up to us. We're just going to put it out there and whatever. I still wonder someday, when is this whole website ministry going to just fizzle down to nothing, because we all just get so busy and so tired and life just kind of fizzles down into this worthless world. But this is what the Bible says. This is teaching us that we don't have to say in Jesus' name. Just getting it from the book, King James Bible, that's Jesus' name. According to Paul, rightly divided. Now look at John chapter 10, verse 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Okay, so what Jesus did, he did in his Father's name. I mean, it's kind of a, I don't mean it to be whatever the word is, mocking or anything, but if Jesus prayed, do you think he said, in my name? Here he says, whatever he did in his Father's name. Did he always go around saying, well, in the name of God? Da 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 da. No, he did it for a test, for a witness. It says, the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. How does somebody know if you're doing something in according to Jesus' name, according to God? They don't believe it anymore, but they did at first. You did it, got it from your Bible. So when we do it, when we do the things that we do in our Savior's name, in the name of Jesus. Why? It's a witness. It comes from this Bible. So these people that are saying things, they, to be honest with you, they got a pretty lousy testimony. But that's, I guess that's not here nor there, as they would say. But what we do in our life represents what the Bible has taught us. Have you ever done anything in Paulson's name? Well, of course not. You ever done anything in the name of your pastor? Well, of course not. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, people have done things because I said it. Yes, people do things out there because your pastor tells you to. Did you do it in the name of Jesus? No, you did it in the name of your pastor. Because if your pastor is doing something against the Scriptures, guess whose name he's doing it in? He's doing it in his name. Because the Bible doesn't tell us to go out to the community. The Bible doesn't tell us to change our church so we can invite the lost people in. You're doing that in the name of your pastor, not in the name of Jesus. We want a testimony, want to bear witness of a King James Bible rightly divided. And if we do that, we're doing that in Jesus' name because he's the one that gets the glory. Okay. And that was just proven because Jesus did stuff for his Father in his Father's name to bear witness. Okay? So here we go. Let's find some more verses here. We did that one. We did that one here. Here's one, Acts chapter 5, verse 40. I mean, this is what people thought about Jesus' name in those days. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. Yeah, I'm sorry, all this is going to do is make you realize your King James Bible is even that much more of the Word of God. I mean, this is in Jesus, this is Jesus' name. What you do based on these Scriptures, you're doing it in Jesus' name by following the Scriptures. His name is the Word of God. We're to magnify his word even above his name. There's nothing wrong with making this Bible one nose hair short of being worshipped. Because this is Christ. This is in the name of Christ, you do it according to the Bible. You pull something out of Matthew, you're not doing it in the name of Christ. In the name of Jesus, you're not. Because that's not written, that's not told you to do that. Acts chapter, what I say here, Acts chapter 5, verse 40. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Okay, so back in those days, yeah, they wouldn't dare talk in the name of Jesus. Why did they have to say that in the first place? Well, they didn't have a Bible, right? So they had to say it in the name of Jesus. In other words, Jesus taught this. Jesus expects us. You do this. You're doing this in his name. Well, here we go back to 1 Corinthians 13:10 again. Is this the Word of God? Is this that which is perfect? If it is, then thus all the other stuff beforehand, having to say in Jesus' name, was done because everybody's got a Bible available to them over time. So, did you see the similarities here? Go ahead and say in Jesus' name. Doesn't mean a spit today. But if you say a scripture from the King James Bible, that means everything. And it says right here that they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, speak in the name of Jesus all you want out there in this world. They don't care. Some people get mad at you. Some holy roller Pentecostal brainless nincompoop. But if you start preaching scriptures to people, you don't even have to say in Jesus' name. You just have to say, you know, the scriptures say, my King James Bible says, my Bible says, they know you're King James. They don't want you to do it. You know, you've got family, you've got friends, you've got pastors that don't want you to whip open your Bible and show them what you're asking us to do is wrong. I want you to stop speaking in the name of Jesus. I want you to quit telling me what the Bible says. Ever been told that? I know you have. Listen, you could be grandma. You could be grandpa. You could be my sister. You could be my father. You could be my daughter. You could be my neighbor. You could be whoever you want to be, my teacher. But don't talk to me about Bible. I wish somebody would talk to me about Bible. I wish somebody would ask me a question about something to do with the Bible. I'd be glad to show you, and I'll try not to take 3 hours to answer it anymore. Right, Grandma Kench? I'm not even sure you're there, but your name is up. But anyway, somebody asked me a question about music. I was up at Grandma Kench's house for dinner a number of years ago. And don't ask me a question about music, because I went on for like 2 or 3 hours. So he got his question answered, plus 50,000 other questions answered. So I have to learn not to just put it all on the plate. But I enjoy it. But I'm speaking in Jesus' name when I do that. When I give you my 2 cents, I'm speaking in my name. When I pull scriptures out of the Bible and show you, here's what you should or should not do based on Paul's Rightly Divided, I'm doing this in Jesus' name. I don't have to say it. But you can say stuff like, well, you know, the Bible says. Okay, let's keep going here. I think my point's been made. We could probably stop early here. Let's look at some more scriptures here. We did that one. That's 15:26. We did that one, okay. Acts 19:5, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus when we get baptized based on a King James Bible, because that's the gospel of your salvation. That's the one baptism in Corinthians. That's the baptism in Romans chapter 8. That's the baptism we need. And we get it in the name of the Lord Jesus, because it's from his book, from his words. Here's another one here. And this was known in Acts 19:17, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Okay, so what we got going on? You want to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus? How do you do that? The King James Bible, Rightly Divided. Listen, these are the words of the risen Savior. Don't you believe that Jesus died and rose again? Oh, sure we do. Well, then why are you studying his words to the Jews on the earth? Why don't you read what he said when he rose, after he rose again? Read what he did that he couldn't tell the Jews in Gospels. Read what he did to us for Gentiles. Read what he said. Let's magnify what Christ did for us. Well, we don't want to do that. It means you got to follow Paul. I don't believe in following Paul. Why don't you believe in following Paul? Because my pastor says that's wrong. Oh, so you're going to live your Christian life in the name of your pastor instead of in the name of Jesus? The risen Savior? I mean, there's got to be a reason people hate this Bible as much as they do. It has to be Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. It has to be about him. It has to be in the name of Jesus. It says in 1 Corinthians 5:4, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you're gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, then it goes on with some more stuff. But there it is, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, according to the scriptures, that's where we're at today. All this other stuff was in part. Now it's all there. It doesn't do us any good to say, in Jesus' name. You just get into your book, and you find out what it is he tells us in the Rightly Divided King James Bible, and you're doing it in Jesus' name. You're witnessing in Jesus' name. You dress modestly, you talk differently, you don't laugh as guttural, and I'm hearing a lot of burps and my girls in school, by the way. I hope you ladies aren't burpers out there in public. It seems to be another animalistic thing we're all headed towards. Then you want to clean up your act and be civilized. You want to be cultured. You want to be that clean Christian kind of a person. Then you're going to get it from your scriptures, and you're going to be doing it in Jesus' name. And you don't get up in the morning and get all covered from head to toe and all this kind of stuff. Well, in Jesus' name, I'm going to go out and wear this. You don't have to do that. Don't have to look in your closet. Well, in Jesus' name, what should I wear today? He's not going to. He's going to put on what you put on. But if you do the right thing, you're doing it in Jesus' name. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now it doesn't say by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It just says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Does that mean we have to say that? There's the verse right there. You're giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus. Does this say to say that? It doesn't say to say that. that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, Philippians 2:10. Well, sure it will. That's what they have to bow to. Now, what do we have today in the name of Jesus? It's Scripture. Here's one. Behold, in Luke 13 again, behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and I verily say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. You know what you do when you go to somebody's house? You go to talk to somebody on the phone, or you talk to anybody? You're coming in the name of the Lord, because you're bringing your Bible. Hi, how are you? I'm in Jesus' name. I want to talk to you tonight. You don't have to say that. You just whip open your Bible and you talk to people. You're speaking in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Matthew says it, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Okay, you can come and say it in Jesus' name all you want. You come with your Bible, you're coming in the name of the Lord. That's today's dispensation. What else we got here? For the name of God, Romans 2:24, for the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. You want to blaspheme the name of God? Well, that's kind of rough. Okay, do stuff out of your Bible that's not written to you. Wrongly divide your Bible. Profane and vain babblings. Corrupt words, destitute of the truth. That's blaspheming the name of God, based on your Bible. You know what those other Bibles do? They blaspheme the name of God. Not just the word of God. They blaspheme the name of God. Now, if that registers with you, which is probably hard to because it's over the internet and all this kind of stuff, you're not here and you don't see my marvelously intent, sincere face and all that kind of stuff. These Bibles blaspheme the name of God. Not just the word of God. I despise them. And now I despise them even more. I despise religion because it not only did it blaspheme the word of God, they blasphemed the name of God. Teaching somebody something out of the gospels that they have to do. I mean, we still need to teach the gospels to people. They need to know what Jesus did down here. That's not a problem. And there's marvelous stuff in the gospels to learn. But if you're going to apply that to your life, then you're blaspheming the name of God. Not only are you blaspheming the word of God, you blaspheme the name of God. And religion blasphemes the name of God. A couple more, then we can probably stop it at that. That's pretty heavy to some folks, I bet. Now, keep flipping some pages. Here we go. Here's some more here. See that over there. Luke 11:2, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, it will be done as in earth, so in heaven. Now, you keep reading that whole thing. Does it say in Jesus' name at the end of that thing? No. John 16:26, at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will praise the Father for you. So we want to make sure we get that promise. John 16:26. At that day ye shall ask in my name, in Jesus' name I ask, da-da-da-da, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. So he's talking about asking in his name. It's just crazy to think that we can do that. Here in James chapter 5, is any sick among you, verse 14, let him call the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, in the name of the Lord. You know what they do. They pour this STP all over this person, and they pray over him, and they say, in Jesus' name. Doesn't say that. And what's wrong with doing that? Well, nothing in the tribulation. But not now. Okay, we'll finish up with these right here. Colossians 3:17. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, are you going to do everything by saying in the name of the Lord Jesus? No. You're doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus when you follow Paul's teachings. That's his name. You don't blaspheme his name when you follow what Paul teaches. Because that's what the risen Savior taught. You're doing it in His name. He said those things. He's the Word of God. So, I suppose people are going to think I'm nuts when I keep raising this Bible like I do. This Bible is to be magnified above His words. Above His name. If this is the Word of God. Well, I believe that it is. So His words are magnified even above His name. This King James Bible is in the name of Jesus. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Any way you want to put it, this is in His name. You go to people in His name by taking them the King James Bible. Anything else, it blasphemes the name of God. Here we go, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 12. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him. Okay, how is that going to be done? You're just going to speak His name? You're going to wear a bumper sticker in your car that says, I'm a Christian, I'm born again, or whatever you want to advertise to people? Put a scripture verse on your car, you know, any kind of a scripture thing. Does that mean you're a Christian? How about you say, in the name that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you? How does He do that? How does His name be glorified? You do the things that He, as a risen Savior, has taught us to do, or believe, or think, or be. Paul's manner of life. We'll be living a life in the name of our Lord Jesus, just like we're supposed to. And if we mess up, His name still tells us how to deal with it. His name tells us about imputation. His name tells us about sanctification. His name tells us about all those things. It isn't that we just have to walk a perfect life. People need to know that when we fail and trip, we know by our life, they know by looking at our lives and hearing the scriptures, that Christ is still there. They need to know that. I know they're always going to say, well, does that mean I can go kill people? I know, that's your standard question. They even asked that to Paul in chapter 6 of Romans. But you be ready to explain to them why it wasn't imputed, why your soul was cut away from your flesh, why all things are lawful now. However, when you say all things are lawful, don't forget to say there's 5 or 6 things that make us watch for it, and it's still not going to affect us, but affect our judgment seat. That's all doing things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm doing this sermon tonight in the name of Jesus. I didn't have to say, in the name of Jesus, I preach this. I'm showing you what the Bible says. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ, hopefully, is being glorified in this sermon. Because His words, that's in His name. At work today, did you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus? Well, you did if you obeyed your boss. You did if you were a Christian without bragging and saying in Jesus' name. Okay, kids, the flute section, in Jesus' name, get your flutes up. That'd be crazy. Okay, I got one more reference. You're going to see what it is because I forget what I wrote it down as here. Let's go to 1 Timothy. What are we done here? 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 1. Oh, this is that verse about us guys. This is how, you know, ladies can blaspheme the Word of God by not being a keeper at home and blah, 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 that whole list of things. Men, here's us. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor. Isn't that amazing? And in verse 2, it says, and they that have believing masters. So in other words, verse 1 is talking about an unbelieving boss, unbelieving master. Let as many servants, that's us, as are under the yoke, count their own masters worthy of all honor. Why would we have to do that? That the name of God and His doctrine be not blasphemed. Because that boss, who's not perfect, not a Christian, looks at you who says you're a Christian, based on your walk, based on what you dress in, based on how you talk, based on whatever it is that you're trying to show forth in your life, they will see that in your life. And if you do it wrong, you argue with your boss, and you argue with people. You're not satisfied with this and that, whatever, and you whine and dine all this kind of junk. Then you're actually blaspheming the name of God. Not just the Word of God, but the name of God and His doctrine. Then it goes into those that have believing masters. Let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. Then he goes on and says, if they don't teach this, then you're proud, knowing nothing, man of corrupt truth. There's a whole list. So, and that's no fun when you got a real dweeb for a boss. But if you're a Christian, our testimony is to obey them. And if it's something wrong, then we got all reality, common sense here. No, you don't do that. You want to work someplace and want you to dress there modestly, you don't work at that place. You know, when you come around, I know a lot of you people out there work, people that work are Christians, and the stores and stores are coming up with more and more junk that you have to do. You've got to get together in the morning for a cheering section. You've got to get together, you got to be family, you got to be a group, you got to be a team. And you're being a team with a bunch of queers and a bunch of morons and a bunch of ungodly, God-hating people. Well, you have a choice. You get out of that job. The junk company comes along and says, here's what you got to wear if you're going to work here now. We got the new shirts. Oh, but excuse me, sir, but I don't wear stuff like that. Okay? Then you need to quit because that's what God tells you to do. If it's something you shouldn't be wearing. If they give you an out and they give you an opportunity to do something differently, then you do so. They want you to wear pajama night. Everybody ever seen these stores wearing, these guys are wearing, ladies are wearing pajamas? You don't wear pajamas. I don't care if you got 14 parkas underneath that stuff. You don't be seen in your pajamas in public. That's not proper. Causes men to think, da 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 da. So what do? Do you obey the boss or do you withdraw from that and have no company with? Well, ladies, you're supposed to be home. That's your husband's problem. But long as that's not the case, then yeah, what do? Do you do what they tell you to do and you blaspheme the word of God because you're doing something immodest and wrong? Or do you obey your boss and not blaspheme the name of God because you'll do what your boss says? Well, you know, now I'm in a whole different can of worms here. Now you know that if you're told to do something wrong, you still shouldn't do it. Something that's wrong. And yet you still got to obey your boss. It's a line you got to decide. When do you cross it? When do you not cross it? Are you blaspheming the name of God by doing it? Or are you blaspheming the name of God by not doing it? These are getting to be tough times. There's a lot of things we have to do that are going to burn our judgment seat. But how we do them and how we are during that time is what gets you the judgment seat. Anyway, I got off the subject, didn't I? We're just talking about in the name of Jesus. And this Bible puts us in the name of Jesus. And what we do according to this Bible, we're doing it in the name of our Lord and Savior and risen Christ. And that's through a King James Bible. So in his name is in his King James Bible. Anything less is blasphemy. The name of God and the name of Jesus Christ. There you go. See if that makes sense to you. Send me a couple emails and tell me what you think about that one. When I first taught that thing in Tushy, I said the name, we just don't have to say it. It doesn't ever tell us to say that. Okay, but Paul does mention in the name of the Lord, and during his time, it was before the Bible. So now we see, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, that this Bible is the name of God, the name of Jesus, name of the risen Savior, and we're doing things according to that, based on the Scriptures, our final authority, which is why they said that. We have the King James Bible. That's our final authority. And that's where that thing goes. And I hope that answers the question for our loyal and faithful reader who has been with us for many, 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 many years, way back to when we started, and good loyal friend. So there you go. See if that makes any sense to anybody. Drop me a line. So I don't have my bird to say goodbye to, so I'll just say goodbye, and I'll cut everything off. Nice to see, oh, Grandma, you were there to hear this stuff, and Peter, Patience, and, boy, Marcia. It was exciting to see Marcia there tonight, and Brother Bill and Sam and Brian Adriana. It'd be nice if it was Joel listening, but I'm sure it was probably Marcia. Of course, she's not writing anything right now, so she must have got called up. Oh, she is there. She is, what a lady. Okay. Well, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I thought maybe I got scratched from the stuff, you know. Always begging for money and all this kind of junk. Oh, she got mad at that one, so. Okay. Drop me an update and everything. See y'all later. Oh, and Sam, go knock a prisoner around for me. Oh, he's gone already. Okay, I just get off here.